All right, guys, I am back. It is Thursday, January 11th. 11 is one of my favorite numbers, so I thought I would start off with episode 4. For those of you that were waiting on me to talk last night about my podcast, I wanted to get a little bit more background information from some of the people that actually are open to conversations. It was kind of just something that I asked for. So those of you that commented on the topic that I was asking on Facebook, and I really appreciate you. A couple of people I actually contacted personally. So those of you I want to thank. A special person actually helped me title this. So we're going to give a shout out to that person who will go unnamed. And the title of this podcast is going to be Broken Mind or Broken Pockets. So one of the biggest questions I think millennials have, baby boomers have, I know me personally, is it worth sacrificing your mental health, mental illness versus financial stability? If you have any type of response to this, you can always comment. By the way, I'm not going to keep saying that. Feel free to talk with us, please. So one of the things I have, so on one side with mental illness and mental strength, we have age. We feel like we have to be a certain age before we can have mental health. We want security first. We want balance. And we have, I think, you know, for my age group, speaking for myself, I have a little bit more needs than, you know, somebody who's a little bit older than myself. So the definition, which I got from mentalhealth.gov of mental health is emotional, psychological, social well-being, and it's affecting your thoughts, feelings, and actions. So here we are on the right-hand side of the spectrum, and we have financial stability. How important is this? Everybody loves money. This is how society is ran. This is what everything is about: age, security, lifestyle, wants, luxury, survival, and comfort. We see it everywhere in commercials, food, health, wellness, pharmaceuticals. It's everywhere. Politics. So the question that I was asking is, how should we make it where balance is not task focused? However, balance is something that should be focused on maybe at the same time, or a great word one of my friends explained to me was in conjunction to, you know, financial and mental well-being and how you're going to evolve. So what I gathered from this is, me personally, I wish more times than not that I was reminded that my mental health was being attacked. Not that I was normal, and it's okay, honey, you're normal. I wish somebody would have walked up to me and said, look, your mentality is toxic. Change it now, or you're going to live a longer, unhealthier life. Your process in evolving is going to take just a little bit longer. So I guess I want to ask you guys, what does mental and spiritual abundance mean to you? No one's answer is correct. We're going to pick back up on this probably in episode 7 or 8, because I need time to actually hear from people so I can collect my own personal thoughts. I think the biggest thing that I see and that upsets me with our culture today is that a lot of people sacrifice their mental well-being for financial abundance. I know that's something that you need to build a legacy and an empire. You need money and you need all these different things. But if you actually dig deep, 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 deep within and you focus on your inner self, when I say that, I mean mind, body, spirit, I honestly believe that then money will follow, because I like nice things, but money is not something that motivates me, because I've lived that life. I've lived the life of, you know, sacrificing everything, my time with my children, my time with my family, my time with myself, my time with my partners just for money. And at the end of the day, when we die, our spirits, in my own personal opinion, which is this all of this is about, is at the end of the day, when you die, your family and your friends and your coworkers, those people, they might remember what you bought for them or what you wore very vaguely. But what they will really, 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 really hold on to is your passion and your enthusiasm and your charisma and your the love that you send off and your energy, the energy that you transfer to them. So it's not necessarily about money. You know, I think we all have to get out of that idea of, you know, this is what we need. This is what we need. But due to the lack of pay right now, especially with millennials, loving your career, but having a lack of balance mentally and emotionally, that creates dissatisfaction and unhappiness. So these are a lot of really important questions. And I know I myself have struggled, you know, with postpartum depression and being raised in an African-American family. That's not something, mental health is not something that's, you know, an open conversation at the round table. So I'm open, you know, I'm at a point where I'm also searching for balance. And I went from making really, really good money to taking a really, really big pay cut. And even though I don't have the money that I used to have prior to, I have the time. I have the time to spend with my children. I have the time to evolve as a woman first. I have the time to evolve with the universe. No, I don't get my nails done all the time. And yeah, my weave might be a little bit outdated, or, you know, I can't go to MAC once or twice every couple months. But you know what? At the end of the day, if you're not fucking with me off of just pure evolving with my inner self, then you're not fucking with me and I'm not fucking with you either. And I think if people would put their foot down and say those things with their loved ones, and it doesn't have to be the F word, it just needs to be real and raw and gutter, and stop pitying people. Stop lying to people about how you truly feel about them. Tell the truth. There's a way for you to do that. You can look up some words, some synonyms, get a damn thesaurus. But if anything, anything that, you know, makes me feel free of the mind is honesty and truth. And that's what helps me really, really, really love myself. So thank you for everybody who recently started to follow. Millennials, you guys are probably the most powerful age group, and I'm a part of that. And we have a lot of pressure on us because my children are looking up to us, and my children and their age group, that is our future. I remember that song by Whitney Houston. I believe the children are our future. Teach us well and let them be the way. So like, we really need to get it together. We need to figure out how to create balance and how to get financial abundance to build a legacy for our kids and our families and our parents. So that way our parents can focus on their mental well-being. And I'm just feeling really motivated today. And I have a couple different episodes. I might just kind of like vomit of episodes because I'm going to get really busy here soon with my website and a couple other opportunities that I've had. But you know what? I love you guys. And no matter where you are, shout out to Phoenix, New Jersey, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, if I'm forgetting you, Colorado, Denver, I want to go to Denver soon, Virginia. So, you know, I just want to thank all of you for just being a part of this ride. It's very therapeutic for me, and those of you that I call and I ask you a bunch of yes or no questions, I'm not a interviewer. I'm used to just writing about what I feel and what I believe. And I just don't want this podcast to be about just me. I want it to be about everybody as a community, men, women, people that are almost 18. Like, I am really, really, really inspired by everybody. You know, I don't really care where you come from or who you are. For me, it's about your inner being. And, thank you. And just think about that. So once again, the question was, let's go back. And I would like for you guys to comment, please. My question was, because I forgot. Oh, is it worth sacrificing mental health, mental illness versus financial stability, no matter how old you are, male, female, whatever you want to call yourself? That's the question. Please comment below. And the song, I'm going to try to end out with a song that I love right now. So right now, I really love Khaled. He's an amazing artist. His voice is very therapeutic and it's very breezy. He just makes me feel really good inside. He has a song called Therapy. And also, if you guys want to talk about that, you don't want to answer my question and you'd prefer to talk about music, listen to that song. YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, and yeah, let's talk about it. I love that song. It makes me feel really like clean inside. Once again, this is Silence Vibes. We just talked about mental health versus financial, and that is a wrap for Broken Mind and Broken Pockets. Bye, guys.